these kids who grow up in poverty, often grow up in broken homes, they grow up in an environment where there's very little hope. If you lived in that environment, it's very easy to understand why people are largely a product of their environment. We need to get successful black men who have come out of that background in front of these kids when they're young enough for that example to make a difference.
On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620.
Share your thoughts by texting or calling 437-1620.
And now, here's your host, Bobby Rossi.
It's Pensacola right now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Hour number two right here. Thanks for joining me. If you'd like to weigh in, give us a call or text 850-437-1620. 850-437-1620. So getting started here with the top three stories. We've got a suspect is dead in the Michigan State mass shooting this morning. Three were killed, five others injured. The United States says that they've recovered electronic sensors from the downed Chinese balloon in the ocean. And we now have a second candidate who has thrown their name in the hat for the 2024 presidential election, Nikki Haley, former governor of South Carolina, former UN ambassador under Trump. She's now thrown her name in the hat. And of course, we've already gotten some pro-Trump organizations or pro-Trump groups coming out and attacking her. MAGA Inc. says that she's only fulfilled commitment is to herself. They slam her as just another career politician, is what they basically state. She, in her campaign launch video, it relied heavily on her story as a child of Indian immigrants, as her experience of South Carolina governor, then discussed her work around the world and foreign policy and her experience with foreign policy, especially as the UN ambassador, things like that. She doesn't mention Trump, but she says Republicans have struggled to win the majority support in national elections seven of the last eight presidential elections. That has to change. She was talking about the popular vote. So, so like I said, MAGA Inc. came out, says she's just another career politician. She started out as a never Trumper before resigning to serve in the Trump administration. She then resigned early to go rake in money on corporate boards. Now she's telling us to represent a new generation. She just looks like more of the same career politician whose only fulfilled commitment is to herself. Now, she originally, back when the 2016 election was going on, she originally supported Marco Rubio. When he suspended his campaign, then she switched to supporting Trump. And then, of course, eventually Trump appointed her to represent the United States at the UN. And so when he did that, she was forced to resign as governor. And then she did surprise people when she resigned as ambassador less than 2 years on the job. And so we'll have to see what happens going forward. There is buzz that U.S. Senator Tim Scott may throw his name in the hat now, which will be interesting because Nikki Haley and Tim Scott, both from South Carolina. She was the governor of South Carolina. He's the senator of South Carolina, U.S. Senator. They've been allies for a long time, and now they might be going up against each other. So it'd be interesting to see what happens with that. Now, I've been a long supporter of at least seeing Tim Scott throw his name in the hat and seeing him run. And so I think it could be an interesting race here pretty soon. I'm just hoping we don't get like 12 to 13 people, 15 people running or 20 something running like we saw with the last couple of presidential elections on both the Republican ticket and the Democrat ticket. But anyway, there we go. So Nikki Haley, the latest to throw her name in the hat. All right, you heard it right there just a bit ago. Graffiti Bridge had yet another crash into Graffiti Bridge. An RV hit it yesterday. And here a day later, we've got announcements pertaining to Graffiti Bridge. No truck signs. No trucks will be allowed. So they're on one side of the bridge, there's already signage. The issue at hand is apparently the city's going to talk to FDOT about, can they add any kind of signage about no trucks on the 3 mile bridge? Because once you get off, and like if you're on 3 mile bridge, you're headed from Gulf Breeze and you get off there, like, and you don't hit the roundabout and instead you go, you know, go towards 17th, you're toast. Like, you know what I mean? Like, there's no other place to go. Once you realize the bridge is too small, what are you going to do, right? So they're wanting to get signage on 3 mile bridge, which I think is probably pretty key, that we need to get some signage right there. I still think there's got to be something else besides signs. I mean, people just don't read signs anymore. I mean, we're texting and driving, so you can't see the sign when you're texting. I'm just saying. There needs to be something else. And we've talked about many options in the past, including chains that that go across the road, many feet in front of you. So like maybe as soon as you get off at 3 mile and right when it emerges onto 17th, or maybe even before that, like if there's a way to have chains go across that like hang down, like loose chains. So when you hit them, it's going to make noise and you're going to be like, what the heck was that? And then you're going to see a sign that says, if you hit a chain, you're going to hit the bridge, you know, turn off now or something. I don't know. There's got to be something else that's simple that'll wake people up to, oh, I can't keep going. So there was 10 crashes at Graffiti Bridge last year alone, 2 crashes already this year. Wow. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So yesterday we were talking about how there's some land development opportunities on over on OLF 8. Now, D.R. Horton has put a $33 million offer into the city to purchase that property or to develop that property. And we had a lot of people saying they don't want to see any new housing. We had other people saying, I'm fine with new housing, just not D.R. Horton. But here's the thing. We have people moving here all the time still. We're found. You know, people are moving here from out of state, all over the place. They're recognizing our beaches. They're recognizing we do have some good job opportunities. There's a lot of different things, right? Which is why this part kind of surprised me a little bit. City of Pensacola is staffing up a new economic development office to try to bring more jobs and opportunity to the city. So the city council unanimously approved hiring Erica Grancognolo, sorry about your last name there, Erica. And she's going to be the city's new economic and neighborhood development director, furthering the city's economic growth and establishing a dedicated point of contact for businesses interested in relocating to Pensacola. So I'm like, we don't have the housing. Like, this is what we were talking about yesterday. We don't have the housing for the people who are here and who are already coming here. And so I'm not opposed. I'm for economic development, but it's like, oh boy, we need to get the infrastructure in place. Our roads are nowhere ready to, I mean, look, they're already getting more and more clogged just in the past 4 or 5 years. And so we need to start getting some infrastructure in place to be able to handle more growth as far as business growth, which will lead to more housing growth, which, you know, on and on and on, right? So I guess I was just a little bit surprised to see this move because it feels like we're playing catch up with our housing right now and we're playing catch up with our infrastructure. So it feels like let's catch up with that and then kind of start like having this first few steps ahead to like get ahead and moving forward. And then we can like bring an economic development director in to try to woo businesses. I don't know. What are your thoughts? 850-437-1620. Let's get traffic on the fives.
This traffic report brought to you by Executive Landscaping. I-10 and I-110 not seeing any major slowdowns. Leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace, expect afternoon slowdowns. That's going to be in the eastbound direction on the bridge due to construction. We do have an accident at North Pace Boulevard and Massachusetts Avenue. Turn lane is blocked. Not seeing major slowdowns at the intersection, but just keep that in mind. Leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some slow-moving traffic. This is going to be backed up to about Gulf Breeze High School and continue until you get to around Gondolier Boulevard. Right now, the Graffiti Bridge looks good on 17th Avenue, and getting on and off the 3-mile bridge is running smoothly. If you do see something else on the roads, just make sure to give me a call to the traffic line. That's 850-262-6111. Again, this traffic report is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. Executive Landscaping is big enough to get the job done, yet small enough to care. Call 250-3756 for a no-hassle estimate. That's 250-3756. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So let's get... let me see here. I'll read a text here. I bought a house in 2020 that was built in 1973. I would rather live in a 50-year-old house than any D.R. Horton home, built home in the last 25 years. My house would still be standing 50 years from now. Well, D.R. Horton homes built today are falling down in 50 years. Not just D.R. Horton, though. It's almost any track building home nowadays. It seems like they have there's just not a lot of strong materials going into building homes nowadays. Is what it seems like. So, I get that. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Ross, on News Radio 92.3. Leap for Change is Leadership Pensacola's 2-class project that is going to help provide basic needs, including food, hygiene products, clothing, and other necessities to specific local organizations that help serve families and children living in Pensacola. To learn more about the project and donate, go to newsradio923.com. Coming up here next, Top Trending News with Joe Ford in the newsroom.
When the night has come and the land is dark and the moon is the only light we'll see, no, I won't be afraid. Oh, I won't be afraid, just as long as you stand by me. So darling, darling, stand by me. Oh, stand
by me. Right now with Bobby Ross here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Got a text here that says, I personally like driving through older neighborhoods because you get to see the personalities of each home. With any company like D.R. Horton or Beezer or any of the other type of builders, a lot of these homes just come in, build these newer neighborhoods, just don't have any vision. They only have 4 or 5 plans, and the neighborhood looks very boring and manufactured. Yeah, when I was a real estate agent, I remember getting people moving, trying to buy houses. This was in Texas. And what do you want? I just don't want a cookie cutter house. That was how they always described it, a cookie cutter house. And that's how a lot of these new track home builders are. It's, like you said, they got like maybe 5 floor plans, maybe. Sometimes it's like 3. And there's not a lot of vision. You get to change your colors and you get to change, maybe the type of flooring material, and you got like 2 or 3 options of that. But they're very cookie cutter, but that's how they try to keep the price down, is by doing it that way. And so, I get it. A lot of people don't want to see a D.R. Horton, but believe me, they're going to build it and they'll sell all the houses. That's the thing, is we may not like it, but somebody likes it because everybody buys those houses up. I mean, you go to like Phoenix, Arizona, Las Vegas, where they've just had a dramatic explosion of growth in real estate. And it's like, that's what it is. It's just like, okay, and somebody wants it. All right. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Now it's time for your top trending news.
Top trending news. I'm Joe Ford. The father of the man who killed 3 people and injured 5 others at Michigan State speaking out. He stated his son became evil and mean following the death of his mother 2 years ago. Also explaining the 43-year-old had a difficult time processing her death and became a hermit after quitting his job. The governor of Ohio angry the trains that derailed in his state weren't considered high hazardous rail cars. Republican Mike DeWine said that obviously wasn't the case and he wants Congress to investigate. Last month was the seventh warmest January on record, according to NOAA. The first month of 2023 had a global temperature of about 1.5 degrees Fahrenheit higher than it usually is. Ant-Man and the Wasp, Quantumania, tracking to make between $95 and $110 million domestically during the opening weekend. Film is the third installment of the Ant-Man franchise and is expected to take the number one spot. Bobby?
So is this one you're looking forward to?
I'm going to see it. Like we've talked about several times, I am now watching through a different lens than I have in the past. Not going in with high expectations. So Marvel's going to have to prove me wrong. So yeah, until I've proven otherwise, that's just how it's going to be for me.
I think it's a good way to put it is just don't go in with high expectations anymore. And honestly, I think that's how I was at the beginning with Marvel, like low expectations. And then just as things got better and better and better, then you just expected, expected things, right? So I'm sure I'll see it. I'm just not like anxious for it. I guess that's a better way to put it. Yeah. So,
yeah, and another thing go ahead. Oh,
no,
I was just gonna say, it used to be, you were trying to get in for like the Thursday night preview or Friday, didn't want to go too long before seeing the Marvel movies. Now it's like, yeah, I'll give it a week or so, just whenever I can wedge it into my schedule now.
Yep, absolutely. I definitely think that's how it is. It's become so. All right, Gracie, what you got going on with traffic?
I-10 and I-110 showing no delays throughout Pensacola. We are getting reports of an accident. This is going to be on West Fairfield Drive right near North T Street. So seeing some slow-moving traffic there. That is going to be in the westbound direction. We are still seeing typical afternoon slowdowns leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace on Highway 90. This is going to be due to construction, and northbound on Davis right around the interstate is still slow moving. 98 leaving Gulf Breeze heading towards Tiger Point is backing up all the way into Gulf Breeze proper, getting back to Fairpoint Drive. So expect some slow traffic if you're heading towards Tiger Point coming from the 3 mile bridge. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line 850-2626-111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So I got a text here. It's not just the quality of the building materials. It's also the lack of pride in workmanship. Oh yeah, I mean, I could go into that for a while. I mean, yes, definitely. All right, coming up here next, our daily dad joke, and then something that it seemed like a joke, but it's not. That's coming up next on News Radio 92.3. Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you'd like to weigh in, you can call or text 850-437-1620, 850-437-1620. So daily dad joke here, and then we'll get to something that you think would be a joke, but it's not.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, despite popular demand, here's today's daily dad joke.
All right, today's daily dad joke. 97% of people are stupid. Thank goodness I'm one of the 5%. Did you? Huh? No? All right. Don't worry about your smartphone and TV spying on you. Your vacuum cleaner has been gathering dirt from you for years. That's a good dad joke right there. This is something that I wish it was a joke. Murder for hire suspects arrested. The wife's already in jail and tried to hire somebody to murder her husband. What? Yeah, that's a Valentine's Day press conference. That's probably gone wrong. On News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. So we've got your sports hit coming up here in just a minute. If you'd like to weigh in, text or call 850-437-1620. Got a text here. Just went over the new span of Three Mile Bridge. It's very nice. The lanes are so wide. Well, they're so wide right now. Remember, it's two lanes each way right now. It's going to be three lanes. It's when they're finally done. So three lanes each way. When they're finally, you know, complete with the whole thing. I was going to talk about this too, so I'm glad you brought that up on the text, that and I heard Joe bringing it up there just a minute ago as well. The new span of the bridge opens up right away, 21 traffic stops in an hour and a half. So
I went on my morning walk on the 3 mile bridge because I was like, oh, what the heck? Yeah, let me do it.
There you go.
I watched three people get pulled over on an hour walk across the bridge. Yeah. So it was crazy.
I'm sure it was a traffic thing. I can't remember what they call it, but you know, it's basically a speed trap where they were just trying to just crack down on it. So they had a lot of officers out there ready to go. But at the same time, it presents this image in your head of like everybody got on the new bridge and were like, yay. Like, and it's like now you're not crammed in there with the way it was before with the previous lanes. So now you're just like, yay. And you're like, everybody just takes off speeding. It's what it puts like the image in your head. Like everybody was like, yes, we have all this road. Let's go. And just everybody hits the gas and 21 speeding tickets. Right off the bat. So I thought that was kind of funny. I mean, it's not funny if you're one of the people who got pulled over. By the way, speed limit is 45 miles an hour. So, which, I mean, come on, they're going to raise that limit, right? Right? I mean, as it was, even the way it was before, I drove 45 on, I think I've driven 45 on it once. And I was just like, I want to see what it's like. And you're going at like a snail's pace. People are whipping by you. You know what I'm talking about? Like they do. You're like whipping by. You're like, what's going on? Somebody like yelled out the window, get off the road, grandpa. And I'm like, what? I'm going the speed limit. 45 is too slow for that road. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi. People don't know how to slow down a Gulf Breeze. Yeah, exactly. They should be able to. All right. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. I heard your news report on Pensacola Christian College having three students that attend there. There have been no protests. I don't know who they interviewed or cross interviewed with. That was WEAR, our TV partner, doing that interview. So, yeah, I don't know either. I appreciate your report, though, that they're your students or your kids who are attending there are saying that there was no protest at the campus that they saw. Here's a text. Bobby, some idiot drove on the shoulder doing 75 this morning, at least. I have it on camera. It was around 9:30 this morning. That's a little much. Another text. True, people do go fast. However, the speed limit has been 45 on the bridge ever since, as long as I can remember, and I'm 61. And here's a text. Police are having a strong presence for the next few weeks on 3 Mile Bridge. The lanes went from 10 and 11 feet to 12 feet. So yeah, they did get quite a bit wider right there. So just be aware of that. But yeah, I don't know. I was just hoping with the new bridge, when they finally opened up both both spans, that they would bump the speed limit up just a little bit. So But, oh well, maybe it won't happen. All right, it's Pensacola Right Now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 93. Top three stories here for you, and then we'll get you your sports hit. The suspect is dead in the Michigan State shooting. He killed three people, injured five others. All sports have been canceled for Michigan State after the after this event. The United States has recovered electronic sensors from the downed Chinese balloon from the ocean. Nikki Haley, the second candidate to throw her name in the hat for the 2024 presidential campaign. She's the first Republican challenger to Donald J. Trump. Those are your top three stories.
Here's your sports hit.
All right. TNT has the NBA tonight, 6:30, Boston against Milwaukee, followed by the Golden State Warriors against the Clippers. NCAA men's basketball begins at 6 o'clock on ESPN with Notre Dame against Duke. ESPN2 has Missouri against Auburn. Number 18 Creighton plays number 24 Providence on FS1. Then at 8 o'clock on ESPN, you got number 5 Kansas against Oklahoma State. And at 8 o'clock on ESPN2, Michigan against Wisconsin. NHL hockey is going to be on ESPN+. Florida Panthers are taking on St. Louis at 7 o'clock. And at 8 o'clock will be Tampa Bay against Colorado. I'll give you your sports news right after Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
We still have slow-moving traffic on 98. This is going to be throughout Gulf Breeze proper, getting into the Nature Preserve area. If you're heading eastbound, leaving Gulf Breeze, heading towards Tiger Point, expect some extreme slowdowns this afternoon. We also are seeing slow-moving traffic leaving Pensacola, heading towards Pace. This is going to be on Highway 90 on the bridge due to construction, and on I-10 getting off of the Escambia Bay Bridge, getting closer to Avalon Boulevard exit, you will see some slowdowns. Our slowdowns on Fairfield have cleared up due to that accident, and we are still seeing some slight slowdowns on Davis Highway. This is going to be right around Creighton Road, heading northbound on Davis near the interstate. If you see something else on the roads or you see an accident and have details, give me a call to the traffic line, 850-262-6111. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right. Some of your sports news here real quick. The Eagles coaching staff just got depleted significantly. Their defensive coordinator just got hired on as the Cardinals' new head coach, Jonathan Gannon. Their offensive coordinator, Shane Steichen, just got hired as the Indianapolis Colts' new head coach. Ravens have hired Todd Monken to be their offensive coordinator. He was the offensive coordinator for the University of Georgia. And the Raiders have gone ahead and released quarterback Derek Carr after he refused to release his no-trade clause. So he's on the market. Alex Ovechkin of the Washington Capitals and the NHL is on indefinite leave to attend a family matter. And the United States has won the Alpine Skiing World's Team event for the very first time. It's Pensacola Right Now with Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. Now that football is done, or at least the NFL and, of course, college, for now, you know, in April we'll have the combine starting in March, then you'll have the actual draft in April, and then you actually have USFL football in the summer in June. But we're done for football for now. So interestingly enough, according to a survey, 53% of men say that they plan to focus on their health and wellness now that the big game is over. You know, it's funny because I was talking to somebody about this during the Super Bowl. I was like, so to me, the Super Bowl is the end of the holidays. Like, it starts at Halloween, and then you got Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year's, Super Bowl. And that's the end of the holiday period. So then I look, I go, okay, how did I do with my managing my weight from October through the Super Bowl? This is what I look at. And I can tell you, for me, I gained about 15 pounds. At one point, I was almost 20 pounds heavy. And the last like 2 weeks, I got a jump start on my big game day. I gained 3 pounds Super Bowl Sunday. I weighed myself that morning. I weighed myself the next morning. I gained 3 pounds Super Bowl Sunday. I ate like a pig. It was awesome. It's Pensacola Right Now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. So now, like, I went to the gym yesterday morning. I went to the gym today. Sucks. I'm breathing hard. I'm just, like, it's just not easy.
And now there's like nothing to look forward to. So you just go into that week in and week out of just like,
yes,
what am I doing?
Just day in, day out. There you go. So I ate a lot of pizza since October. It just like I ramped up my pizza eating habits, I think is what happened. So got Texas, Bobby, what about Mardi Gras? I'm okay though. I can manage my stuff during Mardi Gras. So I can manage like the chocolates during Valentine's Day and all that. I can manage it. But it's just for some reason, I just don't have as much self-control from October through the Super Bowl, and especially the Super Bowl. This year I was even like, I'm going to have a healthy Super Bowl this year. Nope. it failed. All right. Another one says, hey, Bobby, you could even back it up to Columbus Day in mid-October. Look, I'm not trying to find excuses to keep on eating bad and to gain weight. I'm in the mode of like, I need to find a way to like lose the weight. I was telling somebody just today, at my age now, in my late 40s, I can gain weight very easily. Whether it be fat or muscle, I can put muscle on. I can't lose the fat. it don't want to go anywhere. It's like, no, you might end up in a desert somewhere. You're going to need the extra fat. I don't know. It's something with my body just like it's giving up on dropping the fat. All right. It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable. Coming up here next. Quick update from Joe Ford in the newsroom. Stick around.
You make me feel so young. You make me feel so spring has sprung. And every time I see you grin, I'm such a happy individual. The moment that you speak, I want to go play hide and seek.
It's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. We got your top stories on foxnews.com coming up here shortly. But first, let's go over to Joe Ford in the newsroom. Joe?
Bobby, President Biden says he's praying for those affected by last night's shooting in Michigan State University, where three students were killed and five others injured. Biden said too many American communities have been devastated by gun violence and called on Congress to enact common sense gun reforms. One of those communities, Stoneman Douglas High School, marking 5 years since the mass shooting that left 17 dead. Tonight, a community commemoration for the victims will be held at a park near the campus. The governor of Ohio, angry the trains that derailed in the state weren't considered high hazardous rail cars. Governor Mike DeWine said that obviously wasn't the case, and he wants Congress to investigate that. And the release date for the third season of Ted Lasso set, Apple TV Plus released the first teaser today. It'll make its return on March 15th. The season will consist of 12 episodes. I cannot wait. I know you're into it as well. Gracie, are you a big Ted Lasso fan? Have you seen it?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
My boyfriend is a huge soccer fan, so he made me watch it first. I was like, I don't want to watch this soccer movie or soccer show. And then I'm obsessed with it now. So
nice.
Yeah, Gracie's actually the one that got me to see it. She was
okay.
Like, you've got to see it. She's like, it's so good. And so I was like, all right. And Grace says it's good. I better watch it. So, no, it's good stuff. So I guess I'll be watching the trailer after the show. So that'll be
It's not a trailer, I wouldn't say, because there's nothing. It's a teaser thing where I won't spoil it for you. I'll let you have the fun with it. But, yeah, I'm very excited. You know, the show left off with, you know, the whole Nate thing he's, you know, headed to West Ham. And so I'm curious to see. There's so many different characters with a lot of questions as we head into season three. So I can't wait. What I don't know how I will approach it yet, because like you, Bobby, I binged the first two seasons, which I loved, you know, just being able to go right into the other. So, I mean, I want to watch as many of them as I can at once, because I don't want to just wait around a week. I hate that.
I know, right?
On the other hand, it's like, I don't know. I just can't be the one to just hold off on not watching the show when I know that everybody's going to be talking about it, including us three. Weekly Ted Lasso updates, I feel like, needs to be a thing.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, I think that's what it'll be. I've had, I've got friends and family who do that. They wait until everything's been released, and then they watch. I can't do that. I've tried, and I'm like, it's like there's two episodes, you know.
Yeah.
And watching them. So, yeah, we'll be doing weekly Ted Lasso updates, I think, right here. All right, let's get Traffic on the Fives with Gracie Wolf.
I-10 and I-110 not showing any delays. Still seeing slow traffic leaving Gulf Breeze proper heading towards Tiger Point. You are going to see some slow moving delays. This is going to start right around Gulf Breeze Elementary School and clear up around Gondolier Boulevard. Getting on and off at the 3 Mile Bridge is checking in clear. Highway 90 leaving Pensacola heading towards Pace. Expect everyday afternoon slowdowns in the eastbound direction. If you see something else on the roads, give me a call to the traffic line 850-2626-111. This traffic report brought to you by Frontier Motors. Frontier Motors is the only dealer that Dave Ramsey recommends in Pensacola and located on Beverly Parkway. I'm Gracie Wolf on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi. So top stories on FoxNews.com, our national news partner, Michigan State University gunman, apparently was he killed three people, had five injured five others. He had a previous felony weapon charge dropped. Oh boy. Now this is going to get people on both the right and the left a little bit bothered. When we sit here talk about gun control, people on the right who are Second Amendment supporters are like, whoa. All we got to do is enforce the laws we have, et cetera, et cetera. And now all of a sudden you find that this guy had a felony weapon charge dropped. That's going to bother a lot of people. Dianne Feinstein reportedly was, appeared unaware of her own retirement announcement. What? Yeah, I mean, there's been rumors for a while that she's a bit senile and is battling dementia. So not a really big surprise right there. And then other top stories at FoxNews.com. Ben Affleck reveals what Dunkin's customers really thought of his Super Bowl ad. So Dunkin' has gone ahead and released on their YouTube page some outtakes starring Ben Affleck and showing some kind of funny moments of people's reactions to it. Ben Affleck admits that there were some of the that there were scripted and unscripted versions of the ad. And so some of the unscripted versions were released online. But he says this too. He said that it's Boston, after all, so we had some rather coarse and agitated people who were willing to voice their displeasure in a colorful way. And I'm still lobbying to include the most interesting of those in some of our edgiest social spots. So I guess some people didn't really like the Ben Affleck not doing a good job handling the thing. Apparently it was his idea. Dunkin' approached him about doing a commercial. They wanted him to approach the boardroom and do something for the boardroom. He says, why don't I run the drive-through? And so he ended up directing the ad as well. Thought that was kind of interesting to learn that from the Fox News spot right there. All right, it's Pensacola right now. Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3.
What?
It's Bobby's brain teases.
Oh, this is hilarious. I got this from Flow Softball's website. Softball was originally called Kitten Ball. Oh, we need to go back to that. That's funny. According to a study out of Harvard, adults spend about 47% of their waking lives just letting their minds wander, just daydreaming. 47% of our waking lives. Arby's was the first fast food chain to ban smoking at its locations back in 1994. The 1930s, before the breathalyzer was invented, police used something called the drunkometer. It was a huge device that required a person to blow into a balloon. Well, that sounds kind of interesting. I think we might need to bring that sucker back too. And then finally, the Spice Girls were originally called Touch. And their fifth member was a woman named Melanie Coloma, not Victoria Beckham. Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi on News Radio 92.3. Have y'all watched Jack Ryan? Oh yeah. I've binge watched that one too. That's a good one. It's Pensacola right now, Bobby Rossi, and on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.